Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
On April 1st, 2025, multiple phone calls were made to emergency dispatch centers. At 2200 hours, a female caller explained she was traveling on Interstate 275, nearing the 5-mile road exit. She observed a vehicle traveling the wrong direction on the interstate. The dispatcher asked the caller to clarify if she was on Interstate 275, in her direction of travel. The caller explained she was not from the area, was traveling towards Beachmont Avenue. The dispatcher asked the caller if she wanted to provide her contact information. The caller identified herself. The caller reported the wrong way vehicle to be a gray or dark red SUV. Shortly after, another call came in. A male caller explained he was traveling on the highway and recently passed 5-mile Road, where he observed a vehicle traveling the wrong way on the interstate. When asked which direction he was traveling, the caller stated he was traveling towards Beachmont Avenue. The dispatcher asked the caller to describe the vehicle, which was traveling the wrong direction. The caller said, "I'm not really sure. It looked like an SUV. It didn't look like a city worker truck. It looked like somebody driving the wrong way through the left lane." The caller confirmed the vehicle was traveling westbound in the eastbound lanes. These were two of many calls that night. Just after 11 p.m., an officer engaged in pursuit and pulled alongside the suspected vehicle, which was traveling northbound along the east shoulder of the southbound lanes. Since the vehicle matched the description of the calls and was driving in the wrong direction, the officer ran the Ford Escape, pinning the vehicle against the median barrier wall.
Confirmed 100, he's driving in the right shoulder now. 513, Authorized intentional contact.
Go ahead.
Okay, on it. I'm going to be coming up to the 62. I'm in the right shoulder. Get comm center to stop traffic headed southbound. I'm going physical contact now.
After the vehicle was stopped, the officer informed dispatch the suspected driver, later identified as Kelsey Adal, had a firearm.
Vehicle stopped! She's got a gun! Show me your hands! Show me your hands now! Don't fucking reach for nothing! Stationary, 63 over 4, she's got a 61! Show me your fucking hands! Do not fucking move! Don't move! Do not fucking move! You reach for anything, I'm gonna fucking kill you!
Understand? Kelsey was clearly in an agitated state. She seemed confused and appeared to be having a mental health crisis.
I will fucking kill you! Don't you reach for fucking anything!
Can I just ask a question, sir? I'm sorry. I was out of town for a day or two.
847,
you're
okay.
Sorry.
You'll drop your hands again, you're gonna get killed.
I won't. I'm sorry.
This is your apology. Drop the 61.
So I was out of town.
Do not move. Don't move. I don't want you to fucking move. Understand me?
I'm sorry. I'm not going to.
Are you advised?
Stay there. Okay.
This is your point. 61's on the floor.
Show me your hands. If you move your hands again, you're gonna die.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Hey, God.
I'm sorry.
Keep dropping. Come up here. I need you guys up here now.
Davey, I do not copy.
Several more officers arrived at the scene, but at a distance. They make their way to the scene jogging. It's here that, according to the officer, Kelsey reached for her gun, and officers opened fire.
Okay. 63 over 4. We're in the southbound line, lane. 61. Looks like a handgun. Unresponsive. Suspect unresponsive. Shots fired. Several shots in the suspect.
Pulling up north or south.
I am southbound at the 63 over 4. Suspects move around. Several shots fired in the suspect.
Who was your hand? I need someone. Cover me. I'm going to move this car. We need to get that fucking dog.
All right,
cover me now.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Who was your hand?
As Hidal's vehicle was rolling forward, a responding officer from the Union Township Police Department fired at the Ford Escape, which ultimately came to a final rest against the concrete wall on the west shoulder. First aid was administered to Kelsey after she was removed from the vehicle, and the firearm was secured. The fire department and EMS were dispatched to the scene, and the southbound lanes of Interstate 275 were shut down. I'm going to replay Kelsey's final moments, but from a different angle. The last audio was from the dash cam. This will give you audio directly from the responding officer, and with the more intimate audio, reveal even more.
Explain anything, I'm gonna fucking kill you! Do you understand? I will fucking kill you! Don't you reach for fucking anything! Six is compliant. Raise your hands now! You drop your hands again, you're gonna get killed! Six is compliant. Just drop the 61. Do not move! Don't move! I don't want you to fucking move. Do you understand me? You're gonna stay there. Six is compliant. 61's on the floorboard. Show me your hands! If you move your hands again, you're gonna die! Take gun, gun, gun! She's dropped it! Come up here! I need you guys up here now!
Okay. 63 over 4. We're in the southbound lane. 61. Looks like a handgun.
Shots fired! Shots fired! Shots are fired! Yeah, I'm clear! Show me your hands now! She had a gun in her hand! Moving! Stop moving! Stop moving! Show me your hands! Show me your hands now! Show me! She's got a gun on her!
Shots fired. Suspect non-responsive.
Oh my fuck. Jesus Christ.
Suspect unresponsive. I got shots fired. Several shots in the suspect.
Show me your hands now! Don't fucking move! Don't fucking move! Show us your hands!
I am southbound at the 63 over 4. Suspect's moving around. Several shots fired in the suspect.
Show us your hands!
Hey, I need someone to cover me. I'm gonna move the car. We need to get that fucking gun. All right, cover me now.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Show us your hands!
Put in park. Let's get that firearm and get her out and get her in custody. Did you guys see the gun again?
Let it crash. Let it crash. Let it crash. Hey, let it crash. Just let, get off. Get off. Oh my fuck, man. Damn.
I got you covered.
Where's the gun?
I have no idea. I got you covered.
Stop moving. Don't. Shit. Damn it, man. Fuck. Oh no, I'm cool. I'm cool.
I can't see her hand. I can't see her. Well, watch out. Got that book.
Hey, I'm getting shatter balls and breaking these windows out. Fuck it. Move. I breach it.
Get the other hand. Watch that hand. Watch
that
hand.
Show
me your hand!
One hand's over here is good, and one hand's over here is good.
Alright, unlock that shit. Hey, unlock the door and I'm gonna breach. I need you to get that door open. I can't fucking see. Yes, medic's on route. It's what I saw fire.
Let's push back. Watch yourself. Watch yourself.
Gun! 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 Oh, fuck! I got the gun!
All right.
Oh, fucking hell!
Oh.
Where's it at? Oh, man! Okay! Shit! I got the firearm on his hood. She picked it right up, man. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. What's going on?
I need a break. I just need to calm down for a minute.
What do you have?
Okay, shots fired in the suspect. Guns on the hood. I need his first aid kit.
Okay.
Oh, shit, man. Where's this kit? I don't know where they keep the first aid kits in the Durango. Oh, man. I'm sorry, Sergeant.
You're fine.
Oh, man. Fucking pointed. Had it right in her hand.
Put some gloves on.
All right. Shit.
In this final bit of audio, the officer secures Kelsey's dog. Afterwards, he begins to break down emotionally. The weight of the situation sinking in.
Hey, I'm gonna secure the firearm. Oh, come here. Come here. Come here, puppy. Come here. Hey, come on. Come here. No, it's okay. Come on. Come with me. Come with me. Come on. Hey, come here, puppy. Come here. Come on. Hey, puppy. Puppy. Come with me. Come with me. Hey, puppy. In. Get in. Get in. You stay in there. Oh man, it didn't even have a magnet. Why'd she do that? Oh man. Shit. Oh man. Oh shit. Oh. I just killed somebody. Oh fuck.
After an investigation, the officer was found justified in using deadly force.
Brittany, thank you. Police have now identified the wrong-way driver killed in last night's officer-involved shooting on southbound I-275. The Claremont County coroner has confirmed that 34-year-old Kelsey Hildel of Blue Ash was killed last night. Our Brenda Ordonez joins us now with what witnesses are saying about the incident.
Listener, did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern that you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's Mind Magic gummies for deep work and creativity, PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, but Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get to the perfect mood. Best of all, not only is every mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, listeners get 20% off their first order with code Obscura. Head to mood.com, find your functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code Obscura when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Listener, we all wish we had more ways to save more. Chime understands that every dollar counts. That's why, when you set up direct deposit through Chime, you get access to fee-free features like fee overdraft coverage, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, and more. Chime is banking done right. Open a checking account with no monthly fees and no maintenance fees. Get paid up to 2 days early when you set up direct deposit. With qualifying direct deposits, you're eligible for free overdraft up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Today, Chime has spotted members over $30 billion. Open a checking account with no monthly fees and no maintenance fees, not to mention access to over 47,000 fee-free ATMs, more than the top three national banks combined. My younger self would have loved Chime. Work on your financial goals through Chime today. Open an account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime feels like progress.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Timing depends on submission of payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Bank ranking and number of ATMs according to U.S. News and World Report 2023. Chime checking account required.
Yeah, Megan, witnesses tell me that before shots started ringing out, Hildel was not obeying police commands to stop and to get out of her car. Now they say that that car just kept on going until it went into the median. Now, we do know that this situation unfolded last night, closing southbound lanes for several hours and into this morning. We do know it's also under now investigation by the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation.
Did good today.
Sounds of gunshots drowned out radio tunes for several Clermont County drivers on Tuesday night. Video from one of those drivers captures the moment cars were stopped mid-route due to an active situation unfolding on I-275 near State Route 32 in Union Township. According to Union Township Police, the incident started when officers, along with troopers with the Ohio State Patrol, responded to the area after calls poured in of a wrong-way driver. Police say at around 11:15, a trooper found the suspect's Ford Escape driving northbound on southbound lanes. Officials say the trooper then intentionally collided his cruiser with the suspect's car to bring it to a stop. Witnesses tell Fox 19 they heard officers tell the suspect to get out of the car multiple times. Ohio State Patrol says during that interaction, the suspect displayed a gun and then a shooting occurred. They confirmed it was a trooper-involved shooting. The suspect was given first aid but was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect was later identified as 34-year-old Kelsey Hildel of Blue Ash. Police say a trooper did receive minor injuries not related to the shooting. Yeah, now still so many questions about this situation. I have reached out to Ohio BCI for further comment on where they're at with this investigation, and I'm still waiting to hear back. Of course, once I do, we'll bring you the latest both on air and online. For now in Batavia, Brenda Ordonez, Fox 19 Now.
On April 2nd, 2025, at 11:45 a.m., the next of kin of Kelsey Hildel was notified of her death. Special Agent Smith and Special Agent Eveslich met Anna Laura McCombs Smith, the aunt of Kelsey Hildel, near the front porch of the residence. Smith notified her of the incident involving Kelsey. She began crying. Laura called her brother, Rob McComas, who lived across the street, and walked to the residence at the agent location. Laura told her brother about the incident, and he stated that he saw it on the news that morning. Laura and Rob asked agents if they could notify Kelsey's parents, Robin Hildel and Richard Hildel, about Kelsey's death, and Smith and Eveslich agreed. Agents walked with the family members to a second residence located on the same property behind the primary residence. Smith and Eveslich waited outside the patio while family members went inside and notified Robin and Rick. After a few minutes, agents went inside the residence and introduced themselves to Kelsey's parents, Robin and Rick. Smith explained the situation involving their daughter and the police, which resulted in their daughter's death. Robin stated that Kelsey had been struggling with her mental health for many years, but they thought she was doing better. Robin said that Kelsey would have episodes when she thought the cartel or demons were out to get her, and that she needed to protect herself. Robin advised that Kelsey had been suffering from mental health all year long and refused help. She said that Butler County Sheriff's Office has multiple reports on file involving Kelsey. Robin said that recently Kelsey was parking her car up in the yard by her house, almost acting as a barrier against those she wanted to keep out. She said that Kelsey's paranoia was building, and just yesterday around lunch, Kelsey couldn't get a hold of Robin, so she called Laura's son, Grant. Laura contacted Grant via phone and asked about his and Kelsey's conversation yesterday. Grant told Laura that Kelsey asked if her parents slash family were dead and said that she was frantic. He said that Kelsey asked, quote, "Where are they? Did the police get to them and did they kill them?" Laura said that Kelsey was getting ready to run like she did in South Dakota. Robin said that Kelsey recently changed all the locks on her house due to her paranoia. She said that Kelsey had been, quote, so jaded in all her thinking because she was so sure people were watching her in the neighborhood. Robin said that yesterday, Kelsey told her that she doesn't have multiple personality disorder, not to worry about that. Robin said that there's no one that Kelsey was close to recently. She said that she had been a mixed martial arts competitor, but hadn't been going to the gym for several months. Both Robin and Laura said that Kelsey was manic all the time. Robin said that Kelsey was out of her mind, and she was looking to end it. Finally, Kelsey's mother Robin said that she hopes Kelsey is at peace, because she hadn't been for a long time.